There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's going on in the world, including what do we do about homeland security? Are we going to have security? When I go to the airport today, will the TSA really check me out? It was very interesting the other day. I say this with a smile on my face. When I went to Las Vegas on Saturday, I didn't have the TSA pre-check, which I do when I fly American because I'm a frequent flyer. I'm not a frequent flyer of Southwest, so they put you in the regular line. And it was, I just found it interesting that there was very little attention paid to the details of, they were even using the cheap, low-budget scanner.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't ask us to take our shoes off, didn't have to take your belt out, didn't have to take things out of your pocket.
Really?
Just go through, yep, help yourself. And I didn't look at the bags, nothing really. I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, so we'll talk about Homeland Security with Elise Foley in a few moments and immigration reporter for Huffington Post. I signed up for the Huffington Post yesterday. I don't know why I haven't. I have 14 different sources that I use here. Kenny knows, Jennifer knows. I'm trying to scour everything from the television news services to Reuters to AP to the New York Times, Washington Times, LA Times, that, you know, that sort of thing. I find that, frankly, Huffington Post has some really very penetrating, I don't know if it's thoughtful, Kenny, whatever it is, I find it to be sort of beyond the usual, and that's why I like it, because it makes me think a little bit more sometimes about what's going on, and that's our job, think about what's going on and how it affects you, and you think about how it affects you, and then we get together and have conversation about it on Good Day, 888-302-3684. The question comes on who's doing what to whom. How about that? Pretty good, huh?
Who's doing what to whom? It seems like a soap opera.
Did you see the story yesterday? Still a lot of conversation, Kenny. I don't know if it's on our Facebook or our social media. About the tunnel that was built between for the drug lords, Mexican side to the Americans. The longest tunnel that they found in that location. There's been long tunnels found between Tijuana and San Diego. But this one's like 900 feet long. If you look at the pictures of it, it's pretty astounding how well done it was. It looks straight, like straight out of the set of a movie. And so one wonders as we debate and discuss how secure we are or aren't because of Homeland Security and if this bill doesn't get through Congress this week, are we not going to have anybody protecting us and all of that stuff. It reminds me of the mayor saying when we don't have enough money to run the city, first thing we'll do is shut down the swimming pools that belong to the city in the summertime.
Right.
It's that kind of stuff. And so it is... of interest and concern to me that we try to deal with this in a way that that makes some sense. I think we have way too much money spent in this area, but we do need to have some protections. I guess it depends. What's important to you? If you fly, you think the TSA is important? I don't. I think they're a waste of time and money. Are there some things, the border patrols that we need to have? Yep. But we don't seem to have consensus on how to do it, so we throw a lot of money at stuff. It's like the war on drugs. You know how many hundreds of billions of dollars since George Bush the father initiated that in 1989? How many hundreds of billions of dollars we have spent fighting the war on drugs? Have you noticed the use of drugs going down in America?
No, we're legalizing it.
Yeah, we legalize everything now.
Because you can't beat it.
All right, join them. Boko Haram.
Illegal drugs are down.
Are they illegal?
Now everybody's on prescription drugs.
Right, yeah, that's the new thing. Let's grab those prescription drugs. The group of extremists known as Boko Haram, joining ISIS and posting the apparent beheadings of its enemies online. This is great. No, it isn't. But I don't even want to get into the graphics of it. I just want to have people think about what it is that makes people do the man's inhumanity to man. What and is it just this kind of stuff? Think about the lesson here, for me anyway, is how we treat each other. These are extreme examples of man's inhumanity or cruelty to man. I spent 4 hours yesterday on a seminar, an online seminar. I never thought I'd do this in my life. And I never thought...
You did an online seminar?
I did an online seminar for 4 hours.
Wow.
And it was aimed at...
Did you get up and walk around a few times?
I most certainly did. The phone rang and, you know, that sort of thing. But I focused on this because it seems to answer a call that I have at the moment. It was basically a seminar put on by one of the... I have four or five daily sites that I watch and I learn from. Never mind just news stuff. I have a lot of things that I do that are aimed at making me better, doing a better job on this program, doing a better job as a father, a better job as a lover or a friend or whatever it is. So this was a whole afternoon dedicated to men's issues and how men relate to themselves, relate in the workplace, relate in relationships. It was all about really relationships and how I wanted to, you know, I am conscious of how I relate to Richie and to Kenny and to you, Jennifer, and to the people who are listening to the program.
Was it sponsored by Cosmopolitan magazine?
No, it wasn't, Richie. No. I know you'd love to think that. This wouldn't hurt you to have this, too. You need to be
probably
a little more
not sensitive
than you are. And I need to be. I may come across sometimes as a sensitive new age guy. My daughter used to say, my father is a snag. I do have my sensitive parts. I have my being. And one of the lessons was being in touch with your feminine side and how it is that... we get into these situations, all of us, whether it's women to women, men to men, men to women, women to men. We get into these situations where we abuse one another. You are abusive to me sometimes, Richie, and I'm abusive to you.
Yes, I am.
And I think I have been abusive to you, Jennifer, on occasion, but I can't tell you that I ever think you've been abusive to me.
Not a weird equation.
Well, but you know, maybe once in a while. But you know what I'm saying. There is a tone. There's an action. There are things that many people are just not aware of. Some people, and I say this more toward Richie because there's one of the guys that was presenting was talking about what it is to be a real man. You know, you've got to drive a big car, you've got to drink the right whiskey, you got to smoke the right cigars. And
That's about right.
It did nothing. That conversation did nothing for me. But it is how you know, a lot of men feel like they need to be doing those sorts of things. And there's a legitimate reason for doing it. So anyway, I bring that to the surface because a lot of times when we're discussing a lot of things here, issue-wise and otherwise, and I bring it around to this, the extreme is how we treat each other, but I think we need to be thinking more about how we treat each other as human beings when we're in situations when there isn't a beheading involved. Although sometimes it feels like when you're at the end of the recipient of some outrageous or egregious behavior that it almost feels like that. At any rate, we're talking about Homeland Security to a point, and I want to bring in this lady who's an expert who's written some very interesting stuff in the Huffington Post. In a moment, we'll meet Elise Foley here on Good Day and focus on the funding bill that's before Congress.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden with Elise Foley, immigration and political reporter for the Huffington Post. She's been a reporter. She understands the issues. So, Elise, you wrote in the Huffington Post yesterday, quote, House Republicans attempted last week to kick the issue of funding for the Department of Homeland Security over to the Senate. Last night, Senate Democrats kicked it back, putting the heat on Speaker Boehner. The Democrats blocked the Senate from going to conference to reconcile the differences between the House and Senate budget bills. The vote 47 to 43. Department funding had been extended for a week. So what happens now? What do you observe and what do you report now, Elise?
Well, it's still very much to be seen. So we had all this drama last week coming down really close to a shutdown of DHS on Friday, and then it was averted sort of in the final hours of the night. The department was set to run out of funding at the end of the day Friday. They finally passed something to extend it for a week at around 10 p.m., I think. So now we have another week to get through it. The House was hoping that the Senate would take up this conference, agree to go to conference committee, which is basically where they just determine where the differences are between the bills and where they can come together and approve something. Since the Senate's not doing it, it's really back in the House's court, and they still have all the same problems that they faced last week. So there are still a lot of Republican members who say they won't support any funding for DHS unless it blocks the president's various immigration policies. You also, though, have some Republicans who are just sick of this battle, say, let's move on. Perhaps the number of them will grow, and they'll eventually, you know, be able to support something that doesn't have these sorts of provisions. And then you have Democrats who are saying they're willing to. So this week, basically, Boehner needs to decide whether he is willing to go along with a clean bill, which is something without immigration measures, even if it doesn't get majority support from his fellow Republicans, or if he wants to kind of prolong this fight and keep doing it next week or the week after.
How is this different from the continuing saga of Affordable Health Care Act and the votes that happen surrounding that, 43 times the House has taken up a bill to basically eliminate Affordable Health Care Act. Is this the same kind of stuff?
Well, it's similar. It's similar in the sense that it kind of has an equal level of futility to it. So both of them are things that the president, you know, holds very near and dear, are both really significant, I think, to him. And so you can't really see the president going along and signing something to end his signature health care law. It's also pretty unlikely that he would agree to something that's going after kind of the biggest thing he's done on immigration during his entire presidency. One difference between the two is that other than in the government shutdown in 2013, for the most part, anti-Obamacare votes haven't threatened to shut down the Department of the Government. So this fight over immigration isn't happening just as single votes going after these immigration actions. It's happening in the context of funding the Department of Homeland Security and putting it at risk of a shutdown.
Well, is there a danger? If so, we've shut down Homeland Security. What's the risk?
Well, so there isn't any sort of really imminent risk. So some people, you know, will talk about, oh, how could they do this at a time when, you know, ISIS is abroad and stuff like that. It doesn't really work that way. Most of DHS isn't considered exempt employees from a shutdown, so most people would keep working. So it's not as if there wouldn't be anybody at our airports.
So thank you
for that. At the borders.
I wanted to have that said here because right. All the people that are grousing around about this, that was the most important thing. You've said a lot of important things here. That was the most important thing that you said. The DHS, the funding, whether there's money there now, the people that do those jobs are going to continue to do the jobs. They'll get paid sooner or later. So all of the running around and the rubbing of hands and grousing about this is a lot of political grandstanding and nonsense. So I think we pointed that out.
Yeah, I mean, I think
Elise, we're out of time.
It's kind of disingenuous.
Disingenuous. Thank you very much. Elise Foley from the Huffington Post here on Good Day with the DHS funding bill in focus.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
One Hit Wonder time on Good Day.
I love this one.
This is a song by a group that has had only one hit.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Mop the Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mackett, Twang and Itty, Hisman, Ring, We're Going Steady, Take It Easy, Take Me High, Lie, Lie, How's a Fire, Poke Emotion, Poke Passion, Deep and Purple Satisfaction, Baby, Baby, Gotta, Gimme, Getting Hot, Sandy's Cooking, Leslie, Cora, Richie, Balance, End of Story, Mom, Beast, The Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama, Lama, Richard, Perry, Spectre, Barry, Rogers, Archer, Dilson, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Bob, and Fats, Back and Kingdom, Hop, and
Life is a rock. The radio rolled me. This is an ad hoc group of studio musicians made it to the top of the pop music charts during this week in 1974. So if you know who this is, call us now at 888-302-3684 and tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. You'll qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. 888-302-DUG. One hit only. Hang it up, Richie. Bubblegum music pioneer Joey Levine was the lead singer on this hit in this group. He also sang on Chewy Chewy and Yummy Yummy Yummy. Some classics. Almost operatic.
Yummy Yummy Yummy. I love it.
This virtual group never toured, never released another record. So that's the end of the One Hit Wonder story. It's short, sweet, and to the point. What's the name of this group? Life is a rock, but the radio rolls me. With this idea. I want to know more about the mind.
I think that
somebody come up with this. Yeah, I think he did.
This guy, he was out of a mind. And owned a record company and did all kinds of radio jingles. I mean, some of the biggest radio jingles you've ever heard of.
Yep.
And I just had a really cool mind.
Yeah. How about it? Golden Oldie.
Bring me more cows and try to leave me fishes, women, foster, mom, take a man, take a man,
trick in the book on this one. None of you were on the radio yet when this song came out. I remember.
He owns some of he owned a company called Crushing Enterprises in New York.
Yeah.
And here are some of the commercial jingles that he wrote. Pepsi, the joy of cola.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen prefer Hanes. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Just for the taste of it, Diet Coke.
Oh, that was a great one.
Orange Juice Smart for drinking orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Come see the softer side of Sears. Heartbeat of America Chevy. Dr. Pepper, you make the world taste better.
Yeah.
You asked for it, you got it, Toyota. And who's that kid with the Oreo cookie?
All right.
He wrote all of those.
Let's see if we can figure out who what the name of the group is with his name not being present. Michael's in El Paso. What do you think, Michael? Who is this?
The group is Reunion.
All right. James, you agree with that?
Yes, I do, sir.
All right, so how about you both qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs? I think we're going to have the drawing somewhere around the 24th, Richie, somewhere in that vicinity, 24th of March, and near the last week of March. So Michael qualifies, James qualifies, so you'll both be in the running, and because you're far away, you won't be able to knock each other off. Not that far. One of you is Tucson, the other is in El Paso, so maybe they can get to each other and bump each other off, but we'll not hope for that. We'll hope that they'll both have good luck as they register the trip to the Broadmoor. Yes.
Congratulations. Bump each other off.
It is Reunion. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of the questions I get on the show are about dogs and cats that are really finicky when it comes to food. If you're having a problem with a finicky eater, you can try heating the food just a drop. As you heat it, it smells better, encouraging the dog or cat to eat more. Or put a little no-salt bouillon or take a plastic container, separate it into two parts, putting chicken, beef, or something real smelly on one side, separate it with a piece of cardboard, and put the pet's food on the other side. This way, the pet is getting the proper nutrition from the pet food, but from the pet's point of view, he thinks he's eating human food because of the smell. So you're not giving him that human food on the other side. Just by letting his food sit with it overnight, it's taking on the smell of the other food, so you're kind of fooling your pet a little bit. Also, try feeding using two dishes instead of one. It stretches out dinner time a little bit more and makes it a lot more enjoyable. You know, eating time for dogs should be just as pleasurable as eating time for people. But when they're finicky, if you follow the advice I just gave you, I'm sure they'll be healthy and happy and eating properly. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's make the best of today, shall we? By using the best minds that I could find. This is a short shopping spree.
Tomorrow may be better, but yeah, this is it.
Well, weather-wise for you, it'll be better tomorrow, Richie. Not a great day in Washington.
Not so much. I've got to wait till this weekend. Washington is, we're going to get
60 degrees in the forecast, 40s for back in Boston where I'll be. But in the meantime, still 8 feet of snow. I don't know what. Has more snow on the ground now than there was when I left. When did I leave? It was about the 10th of February, I think.
Today and tomorrow is the last hurrah here in the Mid-Atlantic, and then we're over.
Then you're
going
to be okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, that's your service on your side, along with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She's on your side, and she's at your service.
With your own AOL email address.
Right.
Is that what it is? Is it Hillary Clinton at AOL.com?
At AOL.com.
Is it really?
No.
H. Clinton at AOL.com. How's that? Somebody sent an email.
Hillary 2016 at AOL.com.
Yeah, there you go. Bill's boss at AOL.com.
So anyway, she apparently used a personal email account to conduct official business at the State Department. Why does this raise questions about access to all of her correspondence? Why? What is she trying? Is the suggestion here that she was trying to hide something? Supposedly,
the suggestion is that the government doesn't have control of her records and her correspondences, and that she could just she did turn everything over, 50,000 pages or something like that.
Yeah,
but it wasn't under their control to be able to have access to it.
She didn't even have a government email address during her years as the Secretary of State.
Right.
You know that?
So it's just, you imagine if the whole government did that? You imagine if Lois Lerner did that?
Yeah.
And just said, delete my account?
Yeah.
Well, they did do that.
Right.
But they found it again. Some guy found, what was he, 32,000 emails from her?
Yeah.
Or around her, around that, she's cooked. And
including
anyway,
one that says, nobody's going to believe both of our hard drives blew up in one day. On the same day. That's a great email.
Yeah, right. So, what about Mrs. Clinton? So what? You know what I'm more interested in? You see the picture of, there's something about the
portrait.
Portrait of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton that was first.
No, it was of Bill.
Introduced. No, there were two of them that were introduced the same day. The controversy is about Bill's portrait because apparently there was a shadow in the picture that was aimed to infer that in the background, while the picture was being painted, was Monica Lewinsky. And the guy who did the painting apparently wasn't a big fan of Bill's, but nobody knew it at the time. Is that more or less the story, Kenny? Do I have it right?
It's supposed to be the shadow of the dress.
Right.
Yeah, right, in the background.
And kind of the deeper meaning was that there was a shadow over Clinton's whole presidency.
Isn't that artsy? Don't you love when artsy people get artsy? Very artsy. I know, you're like, oh,
but
wow.
Apparently, everybody's saying that the Clintons are outraged and they want it removed immediately.
I'm sure it doesn't make Hillary very happy, and, do you think?
Apparently, the people at the White House say, no, they don't care.
Yeah,
at this point, anyway.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's really hard to see.
Is it going to change people's beliefs about either of them or both of them?
I think it's kind of fun. I think they should do this for every president's portrait.
Yeah.
Put some kind of just like hidden message
George
in there.
George Bush's shadow is going to be Dick Cheney.
Let me tell you something. I'm the kid who listened to the Beatles records backwards to see what kind of messages there were.
What's wrong with you.
This is, absolutely. This is something that would get me to go, that's a nice portrait.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Pierre is here because he's discovered, along with some other archaeologists in Paris, the 200 skeletons buried in a mass grave under a supermarket. It's the Monoprix supermarket. They wanted the basement cleared for redevelopment. Little did they know that when they started digging, they found a few bones, and then they found more bones, and they basically unearthed a cemetery. The supermarket sits on the site of a medieval hospital.
It is disgusting. You will never find me down there in the basement with it. I'm dirty.
A what?
Dirty.
A guilty?
Dirty. You know, dirty. What are you, stupid?
You stupid Americans. Most of the bodies were supposedly moved to the catacombs in the 1700s. This is...
catacombs.
The catacombs, yes.
You
know what this brings
catacombs,
up?
Catacombs.
This brings up a lot of...
I like it.
Archaeologists... I think it's a fascinating... If I hadn't been a radio guy, I think I'd have been an archaeologist. I love
seeing things. I'd have been Indiana Jones.
I already have the Temple of Doom here, so I can go exploring some other places. They are using carbon dating to figure out how far back this goes.
I use that site.
Carbon dating, right? Some of the fossils that you've
dated. A little older, but you know.
Yeah. That's right, instead of eHarmony. Hey, carbon dating.
I love when my date, my joke, actually, my joke thinks in there like 4 hours later.
For younger chicks, you want old guys. Hey, Doug, you should go there.
Will you stop? Okay.
Oh.
So now.
Much as Indiana Jones.
We have.
Snakes. I hate snakes.
I hate those. Nazis. I hate those guys.
Frost. I hate Frost.
So
the cows can't walk.
The thing that comes to mind here is how the Earth changes and how it's changed over the billions of years that it's existed, how the surface of the Earth changes, and even in the years since, let's say, the Acropolis, where you go through Greek history, you go through Roman history, you find some of these old things, even you go through the Druid burial grounds in England and see what has become of stuff that wasn't really that old. I mean, you go back to the Bath, there's a town, Bristol and Bath, on the eastern part of England, have great history there of the Roman aqueducts, and you can still, there's a bath that you can go to in Bath that was built by the Romans. But when you start digging around some of the stuff, even though it was only, less than 1,500 years ago, and 1,700 years ago, the amount of dirt that has been piled up on top of some of these things. When they dig out, I think there were like 30, 40 feet of dirt. I remember walking around one of those things in England once, and you can go down into, you can do it in Italy as well. You can do it all over Europe, frankly. You can go into places, you can do it in China, where the Terracotta Warriors are. You can go down and see the layers of dirt that have come across most of the planet, and how in just what seems not a long period of time, there's sometimes 30, 40 feet of dirt on top of these things. And one wonders...
Whole cities have been covered.
Yeah. One wonders, what will it be like in, let's say, 10,000 years, where I'm sitting here in Los Angeles, where Richie's sitting in Washington, where any of us are sitting, where you're sitting in Texas or Oklahoma.
Walk out my backyard, that's where the Civil War was. I can dig up Civil War.
Dig up stuff.
Buttons and bullets.
But it wasn't that it was buried. It was just
dropped and covered over.
Yeah, with the activity of the environment. It's a fascinating stuff. Anyway, I find it fascinating. Maybe some of you do, some of you don't.
Would you like to carry a whip?
No, that's very nice of you.
You need one.
Yeah.
You'd look cool with a whip.
I'm sure I would.
That's your niche.
One of those. I have a fedora now. I have a black fedora.
You can't wear a fedora. That would be cool.
A picture of you in the fedora.
I don't think you need a straw hat. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, there was. If you look at the picture of me on Christmas morning with Meredith and Charlotte, and me, I have the fedora on. If you look at that picture, it's...
Did you have your whip?
I did not. I did not have my whip. Thanks for asking. Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw, sharing the news about his battle with cancer. People in the news. He has a memoir coming out in May. The book's called The Lucky Life Interrupted. Draw upon a journal that he began keeping after he learned he had multiple myeloma. He's now 75. In a statement issued through the publisher, he hoped his book would help others dealing with this unwelcome condition. Richie, would you read that book? You had cancer.
No.
You read a book? You think once it's over, it's done? And, face it again?
I had an interesting conversation with Laura Ingram one day who battled breast cancer, and her and I were talking about it.
She and I were talking about it.
She and I were talking about it. And she said, I don't want to be defined by this.
Yeah, it's something you beat.
And you know what? I'm happy to use my experience to help others who are going through it, and I will be the first one to step up and say, come on, you can do this. You got this. Here's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for me to put the big I had cancer flag on my back, I'm not interested.
No. I think that's a very healthy way of doing it. But I would expect nothing less from you in that department. 17 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right. So we've discovered something that I should say we. I guess in a sense somebody discovered me and I discovered it. And I'm talking about beetroot juice.
Oh, yeah.
Beetroot juice. This is something that will give you more stamina. More energy, more awareness. Beets are a nutrition gold mine. They're rich in antioxidants, electrolytes, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, in fact. The secret to making your body work. Because nitric oxide helps in the circulation of the blood, gets it to the muscles, to the brain, relaxes your arteries, maintains healthy blood pressure levels. And super beets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates and specifically to help you with circulation. So, I have a recommendation for you. You ready, Richie?
Sure. Bring it on.
Call 800-655-4183. Or, Jennifer got a kick out of this when she first heard me talking about it a while ago, DougLikesBeets.com.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds so hip and happy.
DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply of super beets free. Comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book, Beat the Odds. Get it? Beat the Odds.
See what you did there.
Beat, yeah. And free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you get with the first canister of
my mother-in-law has been cooking and then putting in the blender, like the bullet, the super bullet.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
For years.
Very good.
She does this.
Yep.
This is a whole lot easier.
All right, simple, no-risk offer. Call 800-655-4183 or click DougLikesBeets.com. We put that on the... Do we have it on DougSteffen.com, Richie? Do we put it there yet? Probably should.
I don't think it's up there yet.
Put it around the BuzzBox coffee box. Yeah. All right, 30-day supply free in your first order. Beat the odds. Get healthy. Stay that way. Again, 800-655-4183 or just go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and $314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number
3030. Jen Yan is here. Time to update the television news. I noticed there was a lot of activity yesterday around the Bachelor women telling all.
Tell all.
Yeah. Who cares? There were 17 of the original 30.
A lot of people. It was trending on Twitter. So
I know. So tell us about it.
This is just a special. You know, I've been watching this edition of The Bachelor, but this is where all the rejected women come together and bash The Bachelor.
Perfect.
Cool. That actually sounds fun.
All right. Okay. All right. So anyway, what came of it? It was last night, wasn't it?
I think, yeah, it was. I don't know. I'll look it up for you. But I do know about Sharknado.
Okay. What do you know about Sharknado?
I saw a trailer for this.
Look at who's starring in this. This is
Well, you've got Ian Ziering. Don't call him. It's Ian. Don't call me Ian Ziering. Tara Reid back. Now, Sci-Fi announced this week that NBA Dallas Mavericks owner and Shark Tank star Mark Cuban has been cast as the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Ann Coulter, you know, conservative commentator Ann Coulter, she's going to be the VP. And this is going to be the third installment of the sci-fi thriller, where they're going to actually be in Washington, D.C., saving the world from sharks. Mm-hmm. It also features Jerry Springer as a tourist. In Sync's Chris Kirkpatrick, he was kind of the ugly one, as a pool lifeguard, and a cameo by Bo Derek as Tara Reid's mother. Is that crazy? I mean, this is a big cast.
Yeah. This is, but they don't need to have any of these casts because the Washington's full of sharks already.
I know, exactly.
Bada bada boom. Okay, what else?
Madonna is making a big announcement. She will be Ellen's musical guest for a full week, according to Live Nation. She'll start her stint on Monday, March 16th, and she'll be there through Friday, March 20th. In addition to the music, Ellen and Madonna will discuss her just announced massive world tour, which will kick off August 29th in Miami.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one. I'd like to see her someday. Savannah Guthrie has been anchoring the nightly news while Lester Holt is tending to a family emergency. I don't think she did a bad job. Did you see her?
I did see her, actually, and she was quite good.
I thought she was really good, too. I almost think she did better than, like, Katie Couric in the news anchor chair, and that was
Lester
kind of her
Holt's
first time.
Lester Holt's family emergency is Brian Williams is moving into his house.
It was unspecified, Dougie.
Hitting on his wife. You're going to take my chair? Watch this.
Watch what's happening. I'm Brian Williams.
At your house.
Judge Judy has extended her contract.
My God.
This is so incredible. She has a deal with CBS through 2020.
Yeah.
She's already in her 19th season. I mean, she is the new Judge Wapner.
She's 73, maybe 74 now. And her partner is a guy that I used as an agent for a while. Very good guy. whose whole life changed because he found her and got this thing going. It's just amazing what this kind of money at this show kicks off. It's more than amazing. It's something to be in awe of. 51 after on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I are going to work with Dr. Joseph Chambers in a moment to help you find a doctor. Maybe you can go to Yelp. Also, he's done a video about how you actually can die from a broken heart. We'll examine those items of interest out of a strong heart to survive in society today, Jen. That's coming up next. Dr. Joseph Chambers with us here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, well, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah,
this
I think
is nice.
Let's bring it in.
Oh,
wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Dr. Chambers here. Joseph Chambers is here in L.A., did postgraduate training in internal and critical care medicine as an interesting way to look at your body and your health. And I thought that the video that you did about how one can actually die from having a broken heart was pretty telling. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what you found.
Okay, well, what we find is very simple. If you go to a really bad grieving reaction, say you've been married to someone for 20, 30 years, or one of your children suddenly dies unexpectedly, your body just gets overwhelmed with hormones, and your heart gets stunned. When it gets stunned, it can't pump the blood, you're feeling lousy, and then you end up in my kind of world. You end up in an ICU, you end up on life support. And the thing is that if we can keep you going through that phase, your prognosis, how you live, is going to be basically normal, because the heart itself is normal. It's just stunned.
Right.
But the thing to understand is that this is really rare. But if you think back to when you had your first love, Doug, when you were a kid, it was, puppy love. Mm-hmm. It all felt physical. You were just, when you were next to her, you were so happy. It was a tizzy, you were in a tizzy, you could barely talk. But then when it broke up, it got equally physical. It was like somebody punched you in the gut. And it takes a while to get over that.
Yeah, I don't have to go back to my teenage years. I just have to go back a month.
Yeah. A month? Oh, my. Yeah.
So let me actually ask you that question, Doctor. You see so often that spouses die within a certain amount of time of each other, a few months. Is there something to it with the broken heart?
I think there is. This syndrome, which was first described in Japan, Jennifer, and you won't be surprised to hear that it's more common in women than it is in men.
Mm.
But it is pretty rare. The other phenomenon that I've seen in practice over the years is what you're describing, is if somebody's been with a partner for 20, 30, or in the boomer generation for 40 years, when that partner moves on, passes on, the other person just doesn't do as well. I think that applies to men as well as women.
I saw a thing last week. There was a husband and wife that died within 4 hours of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where that was.
Yeah.
They were both in their 80s. Wife dies. 4 hours later, the husband dies. No,
and he had no grandparents.
What was it?
My grandparents. The same thing happened.
There were no signs of ill health with the husband. The wife dies. Whoosh, gonzo. They were together, I think, 59 years or something. Go ahead.
I suppose being married can be dangerous to your health. But on the other hand, married people live longer.
Yeah, that's right. People together,
you're
people
just
apart.
Miserable.
That's right. I need to fix that. Okay, another, we got about 60 seconds for you to help people find a doctor using recommendation sites like Yelp. Is that the right way to go, or does it make any sense?
I'm not a big fan of Yelp, because sometimes it's just the disgruntled people who appear on Yelp are bitching about somebody. And remember, when you're on Yelp, the doctor can't actually respond. What I usually say to patients is this. Finding a doctor is a bit like dating. So you should go and meet them. You should interview them, see whether you like them or not. Whether they like you, it's really very important. And it's a relationship like any other. It has its good points and its bad points. And it can wear out over time, just like any other relationship. So if it's not working, change your doctor.
Yeah, it happens with mental, physical, any relationship you have with an expert. Yep, it's time to move on sometimes when you run through all the ideas. Check out Dr. Chambers' website, drchambersoncall.com. That's Dr. Chambers, drchambersoncall.com. A lot of help there, a lot of interesting video. Thank you, Dr. Chambers.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.